welcome back to the Too Much Podcast with Rim and
Lib. Hi, guys. We're a little bit subdued today.
As you guys can see, we just have to get right into it.
Yeah.
From the title of this episode, this is going to be our last ever Too Much episode, you guys. And we're really sad.
Yeah. We just have a lot of stuff going on, and I think the timing is tough. Remedy starting camp. I'm about to finish school. It's like just a really crazy time. And we're feeling really sad. It doesn't mean that our friendship is over, though, guys. Don't worry.
And we haven't decided entirely, like, okay, are we just going to take a break?
Yeah, maybe come back in the fall.
Or if this is, yeah, we don't know. But right now, we're just like, okay, we did it for a solid...
What?
5 months.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Which is so awesome. And that it was your goal to record one episode.
It's exactly what I wanted to do. And all good things must come to an end. So
this is going to be our last episode, you guys.
Thank you for everyone who's like listened to the podcast. Like, yeah, that's the craziest part of it all, that people have actually listened to it. And you guys have been so kind and so supportive, and we're so grateful. But since it's going to be our last episode, we wanted to go out with a bang and do an
April Fool's
episode, suckers.
We're not going anywhere. You guys were probably cheering. Like, finally.
God, it's been
I don't have to support this anymore.
It's been an obligation for a month. 5 months. Gosh, I've been listening to that crap for 5 months.
Guys, it took us 10 minutes to get those 2 minutes, not even 1 minute of words out.
We were cracking.
We crack ourselves up. Yeah, April Fool's, suckers. Hope you guys are celebrating today. Hope this reminds you that it's April Fool's and you better watch your back. Because April Fool's, like, seriously, like, anything's fair game.
You do need to watch your back.
Especially, like, on social media, I feel like companies really, yes, like, are posting crazy stuff on April Fool's.
Influencers are always doing insane things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wonder how April Fool's started and why. And do other places do it, or is it just America?
I'm going to look it up.
Okay.
Remedy, why don't you explain what we're going to do today?
Okay. Well, with April Fool's in mind, we decided that it would only be appropriate to have an April Fool's / prank themed episode. And so today we decided that we are going to do some live prank calls,
mm-hmm,
for this episode. And we're feeling kind of nervous about it because it's
extremely,
like, it's a lot of pressure to be the person doing the prank call. And then on top of that, we're recording it. And if it's not good, then we don't really have that good of an episode.
No, it's like there's so much stress and we're putting it on ourselves, though.
Exactly. We could have done anything else, but we want to do this. What are you finding out about April Fool's?
I don't know. It goes back to the year 1392.
Oh, my gosh.
And
like what, jesters?
Straight up. And something about Taurus, scholars, French poet.
Isn't that what everything goes back to?
What? Taurus?
And scholars and French poets.
Yeah, seriously. So then in 1686, John Aubrey referred to the celebration as Fool's Holy Day, the first British reference. So anyways, we thought it was just an American thing. Nah, we stole it. What's new?
Literally, what's new? So we're gonna do a variety of prank calls. I'm gonna prank call my mom and tell her that I was attacked by a squirrel.
And I'm gonna attempt to prank call my dad and ask him why he shipped 60 bags of pistachios to my house. Neither might work, both might work, who knows.
And then
they're our parents, so they know that we're fools, so they're gonna expect it, probably,
for sure. And then we're also going to
do a faux delivery of a fridge.
Uh-huh.
I felt like when you started talking about your mom, I was like, she's gonna find out, you can't tell her. And then I realized she won't hear this until after.
Oh, Libby, you fool. Okay, so should we go ahead and get right into it?
Yeah, I think we need to start with the fridge delivery.
Oh my gosh, that's gonna be the scariest one. And of course, Libby's making me do it.
I'm making her do most of it. She's better.
And she's like, you can do a better straight face.
She can. And I was trying to say the April Fool's thing to you guys. I was trying to prank you. I couldn't even do it.
She couldn't do it.
No one was even here.
Okay. So essentially, backstory to this is that We have two friends, Avery and Landon. I've spoken about Avery before. She's one of my role models. They are redoing their kitchen right now. And so we're going to prank call. I'm going to prank call. Libby's, this was selfless of you. Libby got a free trial of a prank call app. A burner
phone.
And if she doesn't in the subscription, she'll have $8 to pay for it soon.
Yeah.
So
unless this becomes a hobby and it's an investment I'm willing to make, then I'm canceling.
So we're a hobby.
We got to pick our number. Like, we got to pick a phone number. It's awesome.
So anyways, they're redoing their kitchen. So it's kind of believable, maybe, mm-hmm. that we are delivering an industrial, like, you'll hear.
Okay. Yeah, you guys.
I'm scared. I'm so stressed.
Okay, so what are you going to say?
Okay, who should I act like I am? What's the name I want to use?
But also, does it make sense that you're... I think, unfortunately, I feel like you might need to be a man.
A man honestly does make sense.
Because a man completely makes more sense.
Be like, hello, Mrs. Hello. Okay, I'm going to be like, this is Roger with Vortex Refrigeration. We're not going to be able to do this.
No, you're going to be able to do it because it's going to be good. It's going to be good. Okay. This is Roger with Vortex Refrigeration. Yeah. Okay.
I'm calling. Okay. Roger. And I
it
need
can't
to say
be Roger.
Why not? Okay.
Justin.
Okay. And what I'm going to say is we're calling to confirm.
We just made an attempted delivery at this address.
Okay.
And then
I'm scared. She's still.
She's not home.
Where is she? Okay, she's grocery shopping, but my fear is, like, what if Landon's not with her? I hope she answers. Let's just do it. Let's just freaking do it.
Okay.
Hello.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. At the tone, please record your message.
Hello, Mrs. Fink. This is Roger with Vortex. I can't. Is she going to get that?
Yes!
Can you imagine? I'm getting that voicemail right now.
Okay, well, hope she doesn't. We gotta be quick because she's about
to call again. Let's try to call again.
Oh no. Before she listens to the voicemail.
And I need to say Justin.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice message system. At the tone, please record your message.
Hi, Mrs. Fink. I'm sorry for that mess up the last time. This is Justin with Vortex Refrigeration. I was just calling because we tried to make an attempt to deliver your Quantum Commercial 3-door reach-in refrigerator to your address, and nobody was home. I left the refrigerator there. I'm hoping nobody steals it. It would be quite a feat for somebody to be able to move that refrigerator on their own. But I just want to make sure that you and the household receive your refrigerator. So I left it there. Hope you're having a great Sunday. I've been hearing about your kitchen remodel. I hope it's going well. Bye.
Oh my gosh.
That was really freaky.
That was really good.
And I don't want that out there into the universe for people to hear me talking like that. It's really freaky.
That was absolutely so amazing and unbelievable.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, so that's that. Okay. So next, it's me.
Yeah, you need to call Tom now.
I'm already like so tickled.
Tickled.
But also, I think Avery is about to be like, guys, they're prank calling. She's literally about to send out a warning. Okay. Sorry about that mess up.
The last time.
I like literally said a different name. You literally said a different name.
I did.
Okay.
You got it.
Don't look at me. Hello.
Hello.
Wait, Dad.
Hold on. Sorry.
Are you napping?
I am.
Wait, Dad. Did you mean to send me 60 bags of pistachios?
Oh my gosh.
Because I just went on the app and it says that you ordered them with your card. But it's to my house.
Oh, 60?
Yes. Dad.
It's 60.
I have no... I agree.
Okay, that's Rhonda.
Go check. I mean, I'll return them, but that's so crazy.
That's so weird. Are they already there?
Yes.
Oh, they arrived?
Yes. I literally came home.
What a goof.
Isn't that so funny?
Oh my gosh. 16 bags. That is the best. Oh my gosh. Oh man. Oh, that's too funny. Okay.
Did you?
She's not here, but I'll tell her.
Okay.
They're big bags, right?
I mean, yes. No. Servings. Yeah, it's like the normal size.
I bet she forgot she meant to do six. Unless somebody hacked our account and thought that would be funny.
I know, that is a good prank, isn't it? April Fools.
Oh, Libby.
You're on the podcast.
It's not even April.
You're live on the podcast. We're recording.
Oh,
this episode comes out on April Fool's. Dad, your reaction was so good.
It was perfect, thank you. Tom.
60 bags. All right.
I'm sad because you were laughing so hard. It is.
Like, oh my gosh. It's not like she's sending 60 our way. What on earth?
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Okay,
that's fun.
Well, anyways.
Thanks for waking me up.
Oh, sorry. Well, I gave you a little bit of joy. And you got to be on the podcast.
Yeah, how about that?
Do you have anything to say to the listeners?
To the listeners? Well, I'd just like to thank all my fans.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Wish I'd been a little more coherent.
It was better.
It was perfect.
It was perfect that you were waking up from a nap because it was so authentic. Love you.
Love you.
Bye. That was perfect.
He's in 60 bags.
And he's like, Rhonda.
Of course. He's like, that was Rhonda.
I know.
Not me.
Rhonda, if you're listening to this, you are listening to this. He blamed you.
Yeah.
But you would never do that. If anyone were to accidentally send me 60 bags, it'd be Tom. We know that. That was so good. His reaction was perfect.
That was amazing.
It's a bummer that the prank call we're about to give your mom is not funny. She's not going to, like, is there something we can do that's funny instead?
No, it needs to be the squirrel. She knows recently about my hatred of squirrels and she likes them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be the squirrel.
Okay.
I doubt she even answers. She never answers the phone. Okay, let's see.
Seriously, him waking up from a nap was awesome because that is so, it's a Sunday afternoon. Of course, he was taking a nap.
And he gets waken up to that shenanigans. Okay, let's see.
I cannot believe you called Avery.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available.
No.
At the tone, please record your message.
Hi, Mom. You are literally never going to believe what happened to me. I was on a walk with Libby and a legitimate squirrel jumped out of a tree onto my head, Mom, onto my freaking head. And I am now in the emergency room having to get stitches because it literally put a freaking gash in my forehead. And so I need you to call me. I'm holding it together right now, but it's been a really like bad past 25 minutes. I'm like, it's really, really bad, Mom. I'm scared. Like, what if it has rabies? Like, they're running all these tests on me. Like, please, like, I need your advice. I don't know what to do. A squirrel, Mom. And you know what I've been saying recently about hating squirrels and how they're too freaking comfortable with humans? And you've been defending them. And now I hope you feel good about yourself, literally, because I was attacked by an ever-loving squirrel. So, help. Oh gosh, I'm starting to cry. Like, I need to call me back. Bye.
Dang, I wish you could have gotten her react and that would have been so good. An ever loving
squirrel.
And you've been defending that. Oh my god, she's calling back.
Avery? No, I'm scared, Libby. This is Vortex Refrigeration. Who? Hello? Yes? I'm sorry, repeat that, sir.
We have a refrigerator on our front porch, and I'm trying to figure out how to, why it's here and what I need to do with it.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. That's the Quantum Commercial 3-door reach-in refrigerator. I assume this is Mr. Fink I'm speaking with on Beechwood. Yes, I just made that delivery.
Perfect. Can you come back and pick it up, please?
Come back and pick it up? Why would I do that?
Because I don't want it.
Well, I'm already halfway to Shreveport. You ordered that, didn't you? Sir, you ordered this refrigerator, ain't you? Hello?
Who do they think it is?
I don't know. I thought they knew. I thought they for sure knew it was me. This is getting too stupid.
This is getting serious.
This is so chaotic.
This is chaotic.
That was really stressful.
We came clean, and I still don't know if they thought we were joking, Avery and Landon.
Well, like, Landon called back and called back again, like,
so I think that we thought he was joking.
Yeah, we thought he caught on and like knew exactly what was happening. So he's calling back. But I think they actually were freaked out that we maybe just delivered a fridge to their porch. We're amazing at this.
No, seriously, that was awesome. That Avery was scared. And so she had Landon call back.
Oh, my gosh.
I think I know exactly who we should prank call.
Who?
Kristen.
That's perfect.
But I don't know what we need to say to her.
Okay, what should we say to Kristen? Ooh, let's act like we're the Guinness Book of World Records. And we're like, we've been sent your contact information to reach out to you because we hear that you might have a child skateboarding prodigy.
There's absolutely no way she's even going to give us 2 seconds of her time. She's going to say, who is this? Immediately. It has to be something believable because for some reason the fridge was believable. Also, we have to note, Monty has not called.
My mom's not called me back. Hasn't even texted.
Remedy could be in the emergency room right now having a full-on meltdown. Her mom's going to see it later.
Because a squirrel gouged my eyes out.
Oh, my. That's different than what I thought. Okay.
Oh, she's going on a cruise soon.
Yes. Yes. We were wondering if you wanted to upgrade. Oh, I'm trying to remember where it's going. Do you remember where her cruise is going?
No.
Ugh.
Is it just Mexico?
It's definitely going to Mexico. We need to come, like, swimming with dolphins. We need to offer her, like, ask if she wants to upgrade to the swimming with dolphins package.
Like,
are she going on Royal Caribbean?
I'm pretty sure it's Royal Caribbean.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. At the tone, please record your message.
Hi, is this Kristen Ray? This is Celinda from Royal Caribbean. I was noticing on our software that you have a baby on board with your crew. And I was wondering if you or any member of your family wanted to upgrade to the Mommy and Me Dolphin. Swimming with Dolphins excursion. We have harnesses and everything. Just give me a call back.
I could not have done that with her on the phone.
We have
harnesses
and everything.
Phoebe being harnessed onto a dolphin, that's so unsafe. That's so unsafe. The dolphin's going to go underwater.
Yes, underwater. With Phoebe. The baby harness. Okay. Oh my gosh.
We have to do one more. I think we should prank call Addie.
Oh, 100%. Okay, we have this little friend, Addie.
Little friend.
She is
small.
She's a petite girl.
She's literally your exact height. So she might be taller than you. I think we need to call about her dog.
We should say, like, we have evidence of your dog pooping in our yard.
Yes. And we need you to come pick it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. I don't know what voice I'm using.
It's going to come to you.
Hi, you've reached Addie Gaines. Please leave a message and I will return your call as soon as possible. Let's call again.
Okay.
Hi, you've reached Addie Gaines. Please leave a message and I will return your call as soon as possible.
Hi, this is Karen Overton. From your voice memo, you said that this is Addie Gaines. I'm assuming that's your That's your name you have before you get married. I've got you on file on my Ring camera as Addie Fletcher. And I think your dog pooped in my yard. And I'm going to need you to come pick it up. We pay a lot of money for our yard, for our grass, and it really irks us when young people like you don't respect that. The entitlement these days is outrageous. You know my address because you know where you left your dog's poop. I expect you or your husband come pick it up this afternoon. Have a great day, Addie.
Oh, my God.
Bruh.
I'm nervous. She's going to be scared.
She probably will be scared.
David's going to call us back. Just how Landon called us back. Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Well, no one answered our prank calls.
No one's really answered us. And
my dad did.
That is so true. That was worth it. Have you ever been pranked in any great ways? Or have you ever pranked someone really good?
In any great ways? No.
Really?
I don't. Oh my God.
Who is it?
I don't know. I think it's Addie.
Hello?
Hello? Who is this?
Hello?
Hello? Is this Melinda?
Yes. Celinda.
Belinda?
Celinda.
Did you call about your mommy meat package to my wife?
Yes. Is she willing to, is she going to do it?
Well, we do need to know more about it.
Well, what do you need to know?
Well, what did it include?
Well, it starts in the morning.
What port is it at?
Sorry, what?
Cancun. We're not going to Cancun.
Sorry. Cozumel. Sorry. Do you want to do it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, your baby will be harnessed onto the dolphin. Strapped in. Huh? This is Celinda.
You've given a couple different names.
Well, if I can get your word of confirmation that you're willing to harness your daughter onto a dolphin's back, I'll tell you my maiden name. This is my stage name.
Yeah, you can. We'll strap her on.
You're live on the Too Much Podcast.
April Fools.
April Fools.
Oh, God. Is that your voice?
Yeah. Thinking about Phoebe being strapped onto a doll.
It's like so unsafe.
So unsafe.
You had me at first until
when I was laughing, there were two pauses. Dang it.
Oh man, that was good. Hey, where are you guys? Where's the cruise? We didn't know.
Yeah, clearly.
We're not going to Cancun.
It's Honduras.
Oh.
Oh my gosh, we were so far off.
Cozumel. I almost said Cozumel.
And Costa Maya, we should have known.
Dang it. You still told us that yesterday. Oh wow.
Well, thanks for contributing to the podcast.
I didn't even think it's on a bike. You just the one that noticed it.
Amazing.
Well, when he called back, we also just called Addie. So when he called back, we were like, is it David? But then it was Remedy who realized it was because she was going to answer
for David. But then David, I was like,
oh my gosh, it's Joshua. Everyone's husbands are calling us back. We prank called Avery and Landon called us back.
Oh, man. Okay, bye.
Love you.
Bye.
Wow, we have such good friends.
I do have one funny prank that has happened to me before.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. That's what we were talking about. What was it?
So I'm obsessed with, like, I'm not obsessed with. I really like pickles.
Okay.
And when I was in, like, high school, I became really obsessed with them. And my mom, like, calls me Pickle.
Cute.
And my mom's friends even call me Pickle now. And so my roommates got whiff of that. So they started making jokes about it.
And one day last summer, I come home from camp. It's like 11 p.m. And there's a sticker on my bed of just like a pickle just sitting on my bed. And I was like, that's cute. That's funny. Mm-hmm. Every day for 2 weeks, I came home and there was a different pickle sticker on my bed. And then I would like literally like go to the bathroom and then come out of the bathroom and there would be another pickle on my bed. Just like constantly being pickled by my roommates. And I've never figured out which one it is.
Really?
Yes.
I hope one of them comes clean.
And they like won't. They're like, what are you talking about? Mm. It's honestly a really, really good prank.
That's so good.
So y'all should use one. Like if you need a good idea, there's one.
Okay, awesome. Just a little, just a small. Also, Addie texted us a screenshot of our locations together and said, busted, you little goons. Don't worry. But don't worry, your little message did make my hand shake for a second.
We That's knew so she good. Was going to so be good. Scared.
I'm so glad.
Oh, so everyone has responded to us except my mom about the squirrel attacking me. So awesome.
She's going to call you later like when you're actually doing something important. No, you're literally. Have to explain.
I'm going to be like, what?
You're gonna have
I'm
to
busy.
Talk her down. No, literally. She's going to be like, oh, did you get your stitches? Yeah, I did. No help from you.
Oh my gosh.
Well, actually, we do have something that we need to say, and it is that yesterday we were approached. I was approached for the first time by fans in the wild.
Oh my gosh, so true.
I was asked for my autograph.
Uh huh.
From fans of the podcast.
Actual fans.
It's shocking that they know what I look like, but they must be super fans.
Ridiculous. They were girls that I knew, and I was with Libby. And they were like, oh my gosh, wait, you're with Libby. Should we go ask for her autograph? And I was like, yeah, 100% you should.
Awesome.
So awesome. She signed a receipt. And then I was like, oh, like, I wish I was giving an autograph. And then I signed it too.
Yeah. And I hope they keep that forever. I hope they frame it.
So if you see us in public, come up to us, you guys. Say hi to us. Like, don't be scared. Like, that makes our whole day. To see the fans. Oh, except Libby didn't even like ask
didn't
for
ask
their
names.
Names.
I was just so like, it was just such a like surreal experience. Sorry, girls. What
oh
are your
my
names?
Gosh.
Let so me rude. Know. Let me know in the comments.
Well, we hope you guys enjoyed this Too Much April Fool's episode.
No, we brought you some laughs today, and I hope it reminds you to, again, watch your back. Stay on guard.
Mm-hmm. I might be
Don't
pranking
be
you.
Me? Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. Yeah, I'm not going to trust anybody all day.
It's Nothing. Such a bizarre thing not to trust anybody.
Glad this wasn't our last episode.
Yeah.
Sorry if you were hoping it was.
If you were relieved.
You don't have to listen anymore, but please
you can
keep
be done.
Listening.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Too much.